Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello, and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. It's great to have you with us on this Tuesday, January the 2nd. Derek Prince, for the last week or so, has been teaching us about 12 steps to a good year. I hope that you've been present for every single one of them. If not, log on to the website at derekprince.org. Today, he's going to be talking to us about one of what I believe really is one of the most important attitudes at this time of year particularly, and that's gratitude. You know, gratitude is not just a matter of manners when it comes to spiritual things. Romans 1 tells us that a people who are not grateful, who have no longer have the ability to be thankful, are actually reprobate, that they actually are outside of the plan of God, that they're actually darkened in their understanding. I mean, gratitude is one of the primary attitudes of response to God and His grace and His mercy. And I don't know about you, but during the holidays, I took time to just recount the amazing grace of God in my life, the good things that were happening, the things I could count on, the things I was sure about regarding my children and plans for the new year and the work and ministry and things like that I'm involved in. Just so much evidence of God's grace. And I want to encourage you to keep an attitude of gratitude. I want to encourage you to make it a habit, just to turn to your family and friends at the breakfast table or the dinner table and say, man, we've got so much to be thankful for, and cultivate that attitude. That's what Derek's going to be talking to us about today. And so let's really listen as he continues to teach us about 12 steps to a good year. If you can pour this attitude of gratitude into your foundation for the new year, 2007 is going to be something special. Let's listen.
Today, I'm inviting you to take one step further to a good year. Each of the steps we're looking at is taken from a sentence in the Epistle to the Hebrews, beginning with the words, "Let us." Yesterday, we looked at the ninth step, "Let us run with endurance the race." Today, we're moving on to the tenth step. Like the ninth step, this also is found in Hebrews chapter 12. The ninth step was at the beginning of the chapter. The tenth step is near the end. It's found in verses 28 and 29. "Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude, by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire." So that's the tenth step. Let us show gratitude. The King James Version says, "Let us have grace." It's important to understand the connection between grace and thanks. The King James translation, "Let us have grace," is a literal translation of the words. But that phrase, "to have grace," is commonly used in Greek to express giving thanks. And so this brings out the connection between grace and thanks. This connection is found in various modern languages. For instance, in the French language, they say grâce à Dieu, thanks to God. Grâce is exactly the same word as grace in English. And both in Italian and in Spanish, the word for thank you is taken from the word for grace. In Italian, it's grazie, and in Spanish, and don't laugh at my Spanish pronunciation, it's something like gracias. I can't say it right, but I know what it comes from. So you see, all through these languages, there's this connection between grace and thanks. And I want to tell you that you can't have the grace of God in your life unless you practice giving thanks. Grace and thanks go together. And there's nothing more ungracious than an unthankful person, whereas a thankful person will always experience the grace of God. You see, God requires two things of us as His people. First of all, He requires that we appreciate what he does for us. Secondly, he requires that we express our appreciation. It's important to understand that we need to express our appreciation. There are people, I believe, who really are grateful for God, but they never take time to tell God that they're grateful. How would you feel if your children never thanked you, in spite of all that you did for them? They never said thank you, they never showed their gratitude, they just accepted everything that you did for them as if by right, just took it for granted. Unfortunately, that's how many of God's children treat God, and it's not pleasing in his sight. We're required to appreciate what God does for us. We're required to express our appreciation. One of my favorite scriptures is in Proverbs 3:6. In all thy ways acknowledge him, that's God, and he shall direct thy paths. I've learned by experience that if I pause at every stage in life to acknowledge God, I can be confident that he'll continue to direct my paths. You say, well, how can I acknowledge God? The simplest and the best way is simply by thanking him. Thanking him for all that he's done, thanking him for his faithfulness, and you get the assurance immediately that he's going to go on being faithful, and just as he has helped and guided in the past, he will guide in the future. But the key to this assurance is acknowledging him by our thanksgiving. Now, we need to look at the background of this exhortation to thankfulness as we read it in the Epistle to the Hebrews, the 12th chapter. Looking at the previous two verses, or three verses, verses 25, 26, and 27, we read this, and it's a rather solemn warning. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking to us. And then a parallel is taken from the Old Testament, when God spoke to the people of Israel through Moses. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less shall we, believers in the New Testament, escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. So this is the background of the exhortation that we should show gratitude. We're in a world that's crumbling, that's falling apart.
Boy, something Derek said that we really need to write down, that there are two things God requires of us. First, that we appreciate what he does for us, and that we express that appreciation. You know, it doesn't have to be that formal. It can simply be something we say out into the air, something we say to our friends and family, to cultivate an attitude of gratitude and appreciation. We are all the recipients of God's unbelievable grace and gifts. There's so much more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever, if you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, hoping you have not missed a minute of this teaching called 12 Steps to a Good Year that we've been hearing from Derek Prince. And I'll tell you, today is extremely important as we start off the new year because there's an attitude of appreciation for God's grace, for His gifts, for the good things He has done for us that opens a door to even more. Let's listen now as Derek Prince talks about 12 Steps to a Good Year.
So this is the background of the exhortation that we should show gratitude. We're in a world that's crumbling, that's falling apart. There's distress, uncertainty, perplexity, confusion, hatred, division, war, fear, all around us, not merely in one nation, but in all nations of the earth, to a greater or a lesser degree, these conditions continue and indeed grow worse. God says, there's coming a time when I'm going to shake once more, not only the earth, but the heavens. This once more indicates this is going to be the final shaking. And in this final shaking, everything that can be shaken will be removed. But in the light of this, the writer of the Hebrews says, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude. See, that's the appropriate response to the particular privileges and benefits that we have in God. We're not dependent on a shakable kingdom. We have an eternal kingdom, an unshakable kingdom, the kingdom of God Himself, the kingdom which is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost, in the midst of all that's going on around us, all that's being shaken, all the threatening and the alarm and the fear and the inadequate and insufficient remedies that only temporarily stop the gap. In the midst of all this, we have this unshakable kingdom. We have peace, security, purpose. What's the appropriate response? There is only one appropriate response. It's thankfulness. Therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude. Let us express our thanks to God. Not only is thankfulness or gratitude the appropriate response to what God has done and is doing for us, not only is it something that we owe God and we need to pay, but thankfulness or gratitude or the expression of our appreciation does something in our spirits that nothing else can do. The way I express it is this: thankfulness releases our spirits for acceptable worship and service. That's why the writer of Hebrews says, let us show gratitude that we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe. Without gratitude, our service to God will not be acceptable. It's that attitude of gratitude that makes our service acceptable, that releases our spirits. An unthankful person is bound up in himself. He's self-centered. He really cannot know true liberation. But thankfulness releases our spirits. Look at what Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18 and 19. In everything, give thanks. That's a clear commandment. If we don't give thanks, we're disobedient. For this, giving thanks, is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If we don't give thanks, we're out of the will of God. And then Paul says, do not quench the Spirit. You see, failing to give thanks quenches the Spirit. The only release for the Spirit to serve God acceptably is through thanksgiving. And then note the closing warning in Hebrews 12:29. For our God is a consuming fire. What the writer is saying is, we have to approach this holy, awe-inspiring God with the right attitude, with a humble, thankful heart. And then again, just in closing, let's look at the background of the world in these last days. We've already looked at the shaking that's coming. Now look at the disintegration of character and morality and standards. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 5, Paul says this, but mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. That's a terrible list of moral defects, of character degeneration, that's going to mark the close of this age. And I would suggest to you, if you go over that list by yourself, you'll find most of these character defects are conspicuous in our contemporary culture. And right in the middle of it, it says, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love. Notice that association. The ungrateful are right next door to the unholy. You cannot be holy and be ungrateful. And since our God is a consuming fire, and He requires that we serve Him with holiness, which is appropriate, then we have to serve Him with gratitude. We've got to come to Him with thankfulness. Let me read those words once more. Let us show gratitude that we may serve Him acceptably with reverence and godly fear.
You know, I just don't want to move away from the practical application of what Derek has been talking about. There's just a way that anyone in a group, a family, a bunch of friends, a classroom can incorporate, can inculcate, can encourage an attitude of gratitude, an appreciation. You know, how many times have you been sitting around when someone's talking about negative things and then just one person says, but you know, there was some good stuff that happened, or you know, this might work out really well, or you know, there's some great things about this, and it just changes the whole mood. Well, I'll tell you, God looks for a people who are grateful. He wants to be honored for what He has given us, what He has done. And that really is one of the primary responses of a heart of faith. And so I want to encourage you to begin to incorporate into your life an attitude, it's kind of a mechanism of just saying things to people. You know, you're walking along with your son and you just say, "This hasn't God been good to us?" Or you're holding the hand of your spouse and just maybe before you go to bed at night and you're just saying, just take a moment, "Isn't God great? You know, today this happened and that happened. And wow, you know, a year ago we were worried about this, we were worried about that. Look how that's gone away." And just rehearsing the grace of God. It generates an attitude of faith that takes hold of His promises. It pleases Him. It changes the attitude of complaining in the environment of our homes and our lives. And it just, I think, absolutely destroys the kingdom of darkness around us. Listen, there's so much more great stuff to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
This new year brings new opportunities to make the next 12 months your best ever, if you maintain a positive, word-based focus. Now, Derek Prince Ministries wants to help you do just that by sending you a free proclamation card. This companion to the 12 Steps to a Good Year series is the perfect reminder of God's important and powerful place in your life, each and every day. Derek adapted this powerful New Year's proclamation from specific Bible promises, and we'd love to send you that very proclamation on a card you can carry in your Bible. We believe God will use it to stir your confidence and put the unfailing power of the Word to work in your circumstances. For your free copy, simply call us toll-free at 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take that first step and call now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. So glad you're with us today. Hope you've heard this great teaching by Derek Prince on 12 Steps to a Good Year. And if you haven't, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org. With me in the studio today is David Holland. He's one of the producers of the show, and he's also a good friend. Dave, it's great to have you back.
Oh, thanks.
Now, we've been talking about gratitude, and of course, that primary attitude is turned towards God. But there's also a way that people who are really impacted by this program and the ministry of Derek Prince can help support it and extend it into the lives of others. Tell us about that.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, this program really is available. If you're listening to it right now, it is a direct outgrowth of a divine move of God. It is a divine act of God that you're even hearing my voice right now. And if you've appreciated the teaching that Derek has made available to you, there are a number of different ways that you can respond in gratitude to God for the teaching that's coming through the Derek Prince Legacy Radio program. Here's the first way I would say. Let DPM know. DPM really needs to hear from you. If you are listening to the program, if it's impacting you, if you appreciate it, it would be a tremendous blessing to the folks who are really fighting every day to carry on the legacy that Derek Prince began, to hear from you, to let them know that you appreciate the program and how it's blessing you. You can do that a number of ways. You can throw them an email online, or you could call. I'll give the number here in a little bit. Or you can write, and the address is online as well. But that's the first thing I would say. If you appreciate the program, let DPM hear from you. Second of all, pray. Pray for the ministry of Derek Prince right here in the United States and around the world. There are lots of places where we need to carry this radio program that we aren't currently. It's going to take resources. It's going to take doors opening. We need that kind of prayer support from the people who care about the ministry to help see those things happen. And then the third thing is, if God moves upon your heart, if you appreciate the ministry, if you value what it brings to you and what it's bringing to others around the world, then it's certainly appropriate for you to support it with your finances.
Now, Dave, I find that it's easier for me to give if I give in a consistent fashion, X number a month, X number a quarter, whatever. Is DPM set up for that kind of thing, or how would you recommend people go about it?
Well, they absolutely are. They have a program called Simplified Stewardship, which allows people to set up an automatic monthly giving arrangement, either through their credit card or through their bank account. That can be done online, or it can be done in a more electronic way, however you'd like to set it up. And it is. It's very convenient, and it is Simplified Stewardship. The name is very, very appropriate.
Now, we'll be coming back throughout this week to talk about giving and to talk about people really seeding that into the beginning of their year. But what strategies have you found in your own life for giving that really you can recommend to the folks listening today?
Well, I've just found that if I do it biblically, there's great blessing on it. I'm very cognizant of the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, which says, those who sow sparingly reap sparingly, and those who sow generously reap generously, and those who give experience all sufficiency in all things, that they can abound to every good work. So I really try to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. I try to be obedient to Galatians 6:6, which says, share every good thing with those who are teaching you the word. If I find a Bible teacher who's really ministering to me, I'm being able to really access what's being taught. I find that there's blessing in obeying what Galatians 6:6 says. That's my strategy. Be biblical, obey the promptings of the Holy Spirit, and everything turns out really great.
You know, Dave, even though you and I would both agree that there have been some extremes in prosperity teaching, the fact is the Bible does say the generous man prospers. And it doesn't just say it once. It says it hundreds of times. It's just a principle we can't escape. And why would we want to?
That's exactly right. Of course, Derek is the anti-extreme. He is so not that. And he's the one who's going to be most likely to tell you it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough. Sometimes you've got to buckle down. And yet he's also very consistent to tell you that you can't outgive God.
Now, tomorrow I'm going to ask you a tough question. I want you to think about it. I want to know about the difference between tithing and giving to a ministry like DPM. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. It's great having you with us.
Let's do that. Thank you.
Now, listen, if you've missed any of the things that we've been talking about, my conversations with Dave, or this great series called 12 Steps to a Good Year, log on to the website at derekprince.org. You'll find out what's going on in DPM world. You'll find out about a whole lot of other teaching that's available to you, and just a whole bunch of strategies that DPM has to resource you and get the word into your life. Well, listen, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your own proclamation card outlining Derek's 12 Steps to a Good Year featured during this week's series. It's our special gift to you. Call 800-448-3261. The call and the proclamation card
are both free. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can send your support securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.